Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon. Currently 70 degrees outside. We'll stay that warm through the rest of your Friday under mostly sunny skies. Signs of possible progress in the effort to reopen the government and avoid reaching the national debt limit. Yesterday, President Obama met with House Republicans to discuss how they can come up with a way to negotiate solutions to these problems. Today in the Senate, Minority Leader Mitch McConnell echoed those sentiments.
Let's put this hysterical talk of default behind us and instead start talking about finding solutions to the problems.
House Democrat Xavier Becerra said the will is there to end the gridlock now.
We know that today there are enough Republicans and Democrats in the House of Representatives to reopen the doors of government.
House Republicans did present the White House with a plan that would have the debt ceiling extended about 6 weeks in exchange for negotiations on spending reductions. A man killed by a driver who was being chased by Milwaukee police was identified today as 34-year-old Marshall Knoll. The crash happened late Wednesday night at a Northside intersection. According to investigators, an officer saw the apparent drug deal in a gas station parking lot, and when the officer checked it out, the vehicle drove away. The 32-year-old patrolman reportedly chased the vehicle for about 20 seconds before ending the pursuit. 10 seconds later, officials said the car being pursued collided with another vehicle driven by Knoll. Two Milwaukee men, ages 21 and 23, were arrested in the drug case. The third suspect was still being sought this morning. One person is dead after being struck by a train in Milwaukee last night. Police have not released any information about the victim. Investigators were working late into the evening looking for witnesses and gathering more evidence. A swimming pool in the Milwaukee area will reopen today after it was closed for 10 days due to the Cryptosporidium outbreak. The Jewish Community Center pool in Whitefish Bay was emptied, cleaned, and regrouted before new water was put in. Health officials blamed water from swimming pools for the crypto outbreak, which as of Monday had sickened 19 people. Governor Scott Walker and Republican leaders want to push through an additional property tax cut before the end of the year. Walker has ordered a special session of the legislature next week so lawmakers can take up a proposed $100 million tax reduction.
We're proud to take the surplus that was generated through a strong economy, through more jobs and opportunity, through prudent management of the resources the taxpayers have indebted us to, putting that all into one place where we can provide significant property tax relief.
The cut would mean a savings of about $13 on tax bills going out in December for a median value home. Any 2014 increase would be offset by about $20. Democrats, though, are skeptical about the proposed property tax cut. Assistant Assembly Minority Leader Sandy Posh said too much remains to be known about the plan. She also wonders why it was announced shortly after Mary Burke announced she will run against Walker next year.
Well, I think there's a governor's race coming up. So, I mean, this certainly is something that the governor can call some attention to himself.
The next UW system president could make almost $600,000 a year under new salary ranges endorsed by a Board of Regents committee. The full board will consider it later today. Republican lawmakers swallowed hard, still feeling stung after learning that the UW was sitting on $650 million in reserves. GOP Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said it was a lot of money, but he admitted the university needs to be competitive. One assembly member of the Higher Education Committee, Republican Steve Noss, said the increases are fiscally irresponsible. Wisconsin will not be reopening its national parks until the shutdown is over. Yesterday, the Obama administration said states could reopen them if they paid for it themselves. The DNR says it won't do that. They said the state is already paying extra to keep parts of 7 state parks open to accommodate people like hunters, hikers, and bird watchers. Two towers will be installed next week to keep the Leo-Frigo Interstate Bridge in Green Bay from sagging any further. The steel truss towers will be placed on both sides of the bridge, extending 55 feet away from the support pier, which sank by 2 feet early on September 25th, apparently due to water corrosion. A week ago, officials said the pier fell by another half inch. The truss towers will be designed to stabilize the bridge and keep it from sagging further. The roughly $1.5 million project will start Monday and is expected to be finished by early November. Officials say they continue to investigate the condition of the other piers, which will continue into next week. The bridge remains closed. Tablets are back to full use in the Random Lake School District. It was over a month ago when a former employee was charged for stealing hundreds of tablets just before the start of the new school year. Superintendent Tom Malstead said it was a team effort between vendors, faculty, staff, and community members to get new tablets up and running.
It was about 5 days after school started when the elementary folks got them. The middle school, it took us a little longer because it was hard to push out apps onto the devices. So I think they got theirs about a week later, so about 2 weeks until the kids had them in their hand.
While the tablets were not individually insured, Malmsted said they are working to cover the cost of the new devices through the district's liability insurance.
All the information I'm getting is we will be totally covered for the cost of the machines and the cases and any other materials that were taken from us. So I think the district is in good shape.
The tablets are part of the district's one-on-one learning environment for its students. Currently, only the elementary and middle school students have tablets. Malmsted said high school students will get a device next school year. And we'll learn more about the elementary and middle school uses for those tablets during news updates on Monday and Tuesday. Taking another look at your weather forecast, mostly sunny skies for the rest of this afternoon and a high near 68. We're currently at 70 degrees. Looks like a pretty good night for high school football. Temperatures in the mid-60s by game time. With some southeasterly winds. We could see some rain, though, tomorrow and a cool down on Sunday. I'm Rusty Malbrook for 1330 WHBL. We return to Rush Limbaugh, WHBL News Time, 1206.